96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
There's somebody's grandmother, there's somebody's mother that's crying for their child to get off drugs. Be men, be fathers, take care of your children, take care of the property. Don't let nobody come on this property hanging out in the corners. Nobody stand on the property selling drugs, because this is our block.
Yes, indeed, it is our block. That's an excerpt from a new film shot and produced here in Washington, D.C., titled Graceview, Taking It Back. It tells the story of a community transforming an apartment complex troubled by crime. This is an old story, but it has enduring relevance. So tonight we're asking, how do you take back your community? Joining me to talk about this are Bishop Shirley Holloway. She is the executive director of the House of Help, City of Hope, Kingdom Village. She is featured in the film. That was her you just heard. Tyrone Parker, executive director of the Alliance of Concerned Men. And Mondria Jacobs, she is CEO of Never Say Never, an organization helping female recovering addicts and returning citizens. If you want to talk about this issue, if you have questions or comments about taking back your community, the lines are open. Give us a call right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me in this conversation. Bishop, let me first ask you, because you've been on the program, you know, several times before. I didn't know you had acting talent. but... Was that really acting, or were you just being yourself and making a point that is just part of the life that you have been leading?
First, thank you for having me on the show,
sure,
Harold. I want to say reenacting.
Okay.
About 2000, 15 years ago, we moved on 16th Street Southeast, one of the most drug-ridden areas, and... we literally drove the drug dealers out. They threatened me. They threatened to kill me. But we didn't argue. We just took over the territory. And I moved in with about 40 men that had come off drugs I was working with. And government and a businessman worked together to get me the property. And then we had to fix it up physically, emotionally, and mentally. We had to take back the property. And I want to say that 15 years later, it's a beautiful place to live. It's 100% rented. Most of the people there have been with me 15 years. There's no selling of drugs. There's no hanging out on the corner. There's no tearing down a property. When you hit 16th Street and you come right up over W Street, it's like you went into a whole nother neighborhood. Fact about it, the man across the street from me who was trying to get rid of his property and couldn't, and when I moved there, he said, I'm going to see what she does. I'm going to give her 3 years. Mm-hmm. And 5 years after we moved there, he spent about $10 million redeveloping his property, and now those are condos. So we can do it. We can take back our city. We can take back our schools. We can take back our neighborhoods.
Why Graceview of all the other places that you could have moved to?
I called it Graceview because when a person comes into House of Help, you can't get hope until you get help. That's the problem with handouts. If a person doesn't get help, they only mess over help.
Don't misunderstand, Mike. Why move there?
Well, because I couldn't afford anything else, and
okay,
I needed a place to stay.
That's honest.
We called it Graceview because it was grace, just as if I never failed.
Mm-hmm.
So if a person's been on crack or heroin, or they've been on some type of drug, and they get back on their feet and they get sober, what then?
Mm-hmm.
They've missed 15 years. They've missed 25, 30 years of their lives. They haven't finished high school. So there must be a grace, a bridge of grace between where I am and where I failed at. And that's where House of Help comes in at, and that's how we take back our city, by building a bridge from where you are to where you should have been and helping you get there.
Tyrone, that story is not an unfamiliar one to you. It is really old hat. You and your know your colleagues, your associates did just that. You took back a community. Give me a shortened version of what you did, where, and how.
Yes, Harold. I think, you know, the story and the contents of Graceview in the spirit of transformation is very similar to what occurred over in Benetourz, known as Simple City. This particular location in the southeast area was basically known for just killing. At the point in time that we went there, it was 52 individuals killed within a five-block radius. This is Wall Street Journal statistics. And then Dan Rather goes on and states that it was 57 in that same five-block area. But the key, Harold, is that people were looking for opportunities to be able to get away from this, lack of a better term, this hellhole. And they were looking for individuals to be able to help them to navigate out of this. And this is where community, real community, come in line. When we are able to create concepts that are totally inclusive of everybody there, if there's no rejection or no, to the point that, you know, we make a substantial stand, and this is what occurred in Benetourz. Benetourz was considered the most dangerous place in the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Benetourz now, but even more than that, look at the natural resources that were there, the individuals that lived there. Now, today, you see these individuals are actually a part of the American dream. Mm-hmm. You see them working in different places around the city. You see them married homeowners, and these are individuals that you consider as the gangs, the rejected people.
Mondrea, talk to me a little bit about what you're trying to do to achieve that same kind of taking back of a community. I mean, you have been through the system, and you came out, and now you're trying to help others. Just a short version from you of what it is that you're trying to help women do.
Well, first of all, my concept is that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Mm-hmm.
And when people know how much you care, then you can take them somewhere. And when we meet people where they are and bring them where they need to be, then we can make a better change.
Is that hard to do?
Well, it's hard to do it if you see it as being hard to do it. So a man think of, so is he. If you think it's hard, the name of my ministry is called Never Say Never. People told me I never would make it. I never would mount to anything. I was a drug addict. I was a prostitute. I was in prison facing 20 years to life. I used to shoot dope in my veins. I smoked crack and God delivered me. Mm. And I wound up opening up a center in Potomac Gardens where they put the big black fence up where people were shooting every other day. Somebody was being killed, and the crime rate was very high. Old people were not safe. Babies were not safe. No one was safe. Police were not even safe to go into that particular project at that time. And what I've done is, through the grace of God and through the prayer, much prayer, is I have given myself away. See, we can talk, and what, you know, we can talk about what we're going to do, but, you know, faith without works is dead.
Well, hold that point, because I've got to take another break. When we come back, we'll hear another snippet from the new film, and we'll talk more about a movement that this film is the foundation of, and also where you can be a part of that movement. If you want to talk also about taking back your community, we want to talk specifics tonight as well. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment.
We have to take back our communities. We got to make sure they're safe. You got to make sure your wives are safe, your children are safe.
Yeah,
so the drug dealers don't run nothing up in here. You pack it, we pack it. We got Jesus. Now, let's see who power is greater. Why you want to kill your own people? Didn't slavery do enough to us?
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and WHUR. I'm Harold Fisher. How do you take back your community? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. It's part of a discussion centering around Graceview, Taking It Back. It is a film that is in the works right now. It was shot and produced here in Washington, D.C. The lady that you just heard on that piece of a trailer is, of course, Bishop Shirley Holloway, Executive Director of the House of Help, City of Hope, Kingdom Village. And we also have here Tyrone Parker, Executive Director of the Alliance of Concerned Men. On the phone, Mondria Jacobs, CEO of Never Say Never. It's an organization helping female recovering addicts and returning citizens. Want to talk about taking back your community. How is it done? If you have any comments or questions about that, give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Bishop, let's talk quickly about the film, because you have an event. It's coming up shortly where people will have an opportunity to see a trailer. But tell me specifically, why just the trailer, and what's the message for that event?
Well, the movie is based on the book I wrote some 10 years ago called Seeing Glory, Untold Story. And, you know, people are like, you're about a block and a half long. You have three facilities. How did you do that? But they don't know the story. They don't know the 60,000 drug addicts that came through the program, their husbands, their wives, their families, and how much work it is. You know, you can preach to a person all day, but until you really get into the fight with them and show them how to walk it out, it's just a message. It has to become a picture. And so they come and live with us. They live with us, and we show them how to function.
So when it comes to the film, mm-hmm. and the event,
yeah.
where can we go?
February the 16th.
And where is it going to be, and what is going to happen at that event?
Congress High Charter School. It's going to be at 6 p.m., and we're going to show the trailer. The mayor's going to introduce the trailer, and then we're going to have a panel discussion of folks like Bob Woodson, Paul Monterio from the White House, and Pat Henry from Partnerships. We're going to show pastors. We want to bring the nonprofit and the profit business and the everyday Joe Blow, how we can take back our city, one block at a time, one business at a time, one family at a time. And if everybody just do their part, mm-hmm. nobody has to carry a whole load.
Where can we find information about this? Because I'm sure a lot of people will
want to
attend.
They go to my website, hollowayministries.org.
Hollowayministries.org. Okay. And as always, I'll make sure that I post that information tonight on WHUR.com after the Daily Drum, because we want to make sure that people have an opportunity to not only see the trailer, to be inspired by the film that's actually going to be coming in August. Is that correct?
Yes. Bruce Brown Films. Bruce is the producer. Done an excellent job. And it'll be out in August. We're going to be giving out food and clothes and counseling on February 16th. We're just not going to talk. We're just not going to show the trailer. We're going to give a helping hand. So folks can come out and get food if they need it, clothes, whatever you need on that day. Mondria Jacobs from Never Say Never, Tyrone, hopefully, we're inviting him, and Reverend Willie Wilson. All of us coming together can take back our city.
We're going to talk more about this on the other side. If you're on the phone, hang on. That includes Bo calling from Washington, D.C. Do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. More of this discussion on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few moments.